An unanswered question for years has been what to do with the parking lot across from the downtown convention center. The city owns the lot. It seems like prime real estate in Westtown, with the Milwaukee Hilton to the west, Boston store to the east. However, Stacy Calise says the property might be most valuable without a building.
This lot being on West Wisconsin Avenue, I think, is kind of a unique opportunity to build a gathering green space. Could there be, you know, an ice skating rink? Could there be a place to do art events on the avenue? And I think bringing this activity to the avenue itself is kind of the key.
Calise works for the Westtown Association. It sponsors outdoor concerts and other seasonal events, such as a farmer's market. She says the green space idea emerged during the recent strategizing sessions. So did calls for residential units. Mayor Tom Barrett calls living space an essential component to enlivening downtown West. He says the neighborhood near the Central Library is perfect for apartments.
We could start attracting young faculty at Marquette University, young people who live in the city and work downtown. We think that there is going to be a lot of demand for apartments, and we've got a lot of older buildings where I think we could transform some of these older buildings into apartments or build new buildings.
Barrett says there are plenty of older buildings developers could transform. Some already have. For example, the former Wisconsin Hotel and upper floors of Boston store are now apartments. According to city records, Westtown has added 1,200 living units in recent years. The mayor says 90% of their residents are under age 35. David Price is a local real estate agent specializing in downtown rentals.
You know, such a big thing about housing now is walkable. That's a big term we hear now. That's a perfect area if we wanted to make our downtown more walkable and have bar, nice restaurants in every direction. That's a perfect place to expand our housing.
The proximity of attractions lured Claude Krofcheck and his wife. They bought a condo on the ninth floor of an old furniture store on Plankinton. From the rooftop deck, Krofcheck can point to many of his favorite haunts.
We are really at the heart of Milwaukee. You can take a walk down to the lakefront and be down there in 10 minutes. Walk to the Marquette games and the Bucks games, which we do, and you know, be there in 3 or 4 minutes. We can walk to any one of a dozen restaurants on this block without crossing a street, which I think is very cool.
Krofcheck grew up above a family-owned grocery store on 6th and Beecher on Milwaukee's south side. Now he harbors high hopes for Westtown. In fact, he helped create a group called the Downtown Neighbors Association, DNA for short.
We like the DNA acronym because, like DNA provides all of the building materials for the body, we feel like the residents provide the building materials for the body of downtown.
More people living in Westtown would help power a renaissance, according to Alderman Bob Bauman. However, he finds another crucial element lacking, a robust commercial presence.
I think that is where the city should direct its resources in terms of providing public investment in projects. When there's more people which are following those types of developments, retail will materialize on its own because they'll see the people.
One idea strategists germinated during their Westtown brainstorming session won't have to wait. The group will create a redevelopment corporation. Its job will be to market Westtown to retail and residential developers. Bob Bach, 89.7 WUWM.